Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at a stack of sources, legal guides, some local business research to really shortcut your way to understanding a hidden world. Our mission is to explore this hidden complexity in something that sounds almost ridiculously simple. Getting legal documents delivered.
Yeah, serving papers. It sounds like a basic career job.
Exactly. A trip to the post office, right?
Yeah.
But when you start layering in very specific geography, complex local court rules, and these high security neighborhoods, that simple task becomes this, well, this masterclass in specialized logistics. So let's unpack this.
Okay.
The stage is set in Southeast Louisiana. We're focused on this divide between what they call the South Shore, that's your New Orleans, your Metairie, the big urban center, and the North Shore.
Which is St. Tammany Parish. And they are separated by Lake Pontchartrain. It's not just a river, it's a huge body of water.
A monumental one.
And that separation, that physical barrier, is the core challenge in all the source materials. St. Tammany Parish, you know, the North Shore, it's a completely different environment. You have to cross that 24-mile causeway bridge just to get there.
24 miles.
And then the moment you arrive, you're dealing with these really high-end private gated communities. And on top of that, the government hubs, the courts, they're not in one central spot. They're scattered between places like Covington and Slidell.
It's a real gauntlet.
Yeah.
And the company we're looking at today, the Lafia Process Servers LLC, they put their entire business model into one tagline.
We cross the lake so you don't have to.
That's it. They're basically saying they are the logistical bridge for any law firm on the South Shore that has business on the North Shore.
Which brings us right to our first section, what we're calling the Causeway Courier. That Lake Pontchartrain Causeway, it's more than a bridge. It's a huge drain on time and money.
Oh, for sure. If you're a New Orleans law firm sending a paralegal or some random courier on that trip every day, I mean, the cost would be insane.
Absolutely. You're losing hours of that person's workday, plus you're paying those steep tolls every single time. It just doesn't scale.
So that's the insight then. This Causeway Courier service they've set up, it's like a daily logistical artery.
Right. They bundle everything up. They take all the documents from all these different law firms in New Orleans and Lafayette, and they make one single optimized trip across the lake.
It turns dozens of expensive trips into one efficient run.
And it pays for itself almost immediately.
Yeah.
You just think about the savings in staff time alone. It's a classic economy of scale, but, you know, applied to legal paperwork.
And the route they take, it's not random. The sources lay it out. It's all along the I-12 corridor. They start in Covington, which they call the legal hub.
Which makes sense. That's where the main courthouse is, the 22nd Judicial District Court, the 22nd JDC.
From there, they hit Mandeville, Slidell, Madisonville, Abita Springs. They're covering the whole operational zone every single day.
And this gets to a bigger question, I think. This reliability, how does it stack up against, you know, one of those national ghost directories or some anonymous app?
That's a huge point. You might get a ping on an app saying some guy is available in Slidell.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he doesn't want to make that 30-minute drive over to the main courthouse in Covington to file the paperwork?
Your whole case could be dead in the water.
It's a massive liability. And that's where their identity comes in. The sources make a big deal that they are a verified member of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. They're not some faceless app.
They're a known quantity in the local business community. That's a huge contrast to the big national aggregators where, you know, accountability can just disappear.
Okay, but doesn't that bring up the question of price?
Hmm.
Can a specialized local company really compete on price with a huge national app?
That's a fair question, but I think the sources suggest it's not about the cost, it's about the value. The cost of one failed serve, one missed court deadline, that is so much higher than whatever small amount you might save using a cheaper, unverified server. They're selling reliability.
So they're selling competence and that local knowledge, not just the miles they drive.
Exactly.
All right, so let's get into the next layer here, because this is where it gets really interesting. Being across the lake, fine. But what happens when they actually get to the address?
This is the aha moment.
We're talking about gated community specialists, especially around Mandeville.
Right. And the owner, Scott Frank, is quoted saying that St. Tammany has some of the most exclusive gated communities in Louisiana. And his key quote is, you can't just drive up to the door.
So it's not about finding the house on a map.
No. It's about getting past the security guards. Yeah. It's about barriers designed to keep people out. And that definitely includes process servers.
So imagine you're trying to serve someone who is actively avoiding you, and they live in a place like Sanctuary or Beauchamp. You can't just barge in.
No. You can't trespass. You have to follow the legal protocols to get access without breaking any laws or, you know, the HOA's rules. That takes real specialized knowledge.
And if some random server from a national app shows up in an unmarked car,
they're getting turned away at the gate, almost guaranteed. And that failed attempt costs the law firm time, money, and could jeopardize the whole case.
So that Chamber of Commerce membership we talked about, that's not just a plaque on the wall.
No, it's a tool. It's tangible. Yeah. When their server pulls up to the gate at Beauchene, they have professional ID, they know the law about access for service, and they present themselves as a legitimate local business professional.
They're a known quantity.
They're a known quantity. And that gives them a much, much higher chance of being granted access, even if it's just to leave the documents legally with the authorized gate agent.
The sources had a chart that really laid this out. It compared the local expert to a national aggregator. For verified presence, the local guy is a chamber member, the aggregator, no local affiliation.
And for gated community access, the local expert has experience with HOA protocols. The national aggregator is just listed as likely denied at gate.
It really is the difference between having the key to the front door versus trying to pick the lock.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so we've gotten them across the water and through the gate. But the job isn't done. The timing after the serve is complete, that's where it gets brutal. Let's talk about the 22nd JDC and the filing loop.
Right, the jurisdiction. St. Tammany Parish is mostly under the 22nd Judicial District Court in Covington.
Yeah.
But you also have the Slidell City Court with its own rules.
So you need a runner who knows they might have to go to two different places.
Exactly. And the services they offer for the main court in Covington, the 22nd JDC, are pretty comprehensive. It's not just a drop-off service.
What do you mean?
They do the physical filing, of course, handing the documents directly to the clerk of court. But they also deliver courtesy copies straight to the judge's staff. And, this is key, they also go back to retrieve certified copies of judgments when the case is over.
So they're closing the entire administrative loop for the law firm.
Yes. And the source material has this great anecdote from a litigation partner, a Mark T, that shows just how high stakes this is. He calls it the North Shore Loop.
Okay, break that down.
So imagine you're Mark T. The clock is ticking on a statute of limitations. You need a rush serve done in Mandeville, like right now.
High pressure.
Very. But it's not enough to just serve the papers. You have to get the proof of service called the return of service filed with the court in Covington before it closes for the day.
And Covington is a 30-minute drive from Mandeville.
Precisely. That 30-minute window isn't a suggestion. It's everything. It's the difference between winning and committing malpractice.
Wow. So if that proof isn't filed on time, the whole action could be thrown out.
It could be. The court wouldn't have proof the defendant was properly served. You'd have to start over, pay more fees, and if a deadline was missed, you are in serious trouble.
And as the owner points out, a cheap server might do the serve in Slidell, but then they'll refuse to make that extra 30-minute drive to Covington to file the return.
Creating a huge failure point. Their service connects the delivery to the final crucial step of filing. It makes the whole process reliable.
It really covers the full gamut of legal logistics for that whole region.
It does, which is why we need to step back for a moment in our last section here and talk about the limits, the context, and compliance.
Right, the disclaimers.
We have to be clear, and the sources are very clear on this. All this content is for informational purposes. They are logistics specialists, but they operate within very specific professional boundaries.
This is a vital point. Let's be explicit about what the company is not. They state they are not attorneys. They don't give legal advice.
And they are a private company. They are not the St. Tammany Sheriff's Office. They're not the 22nd GDC. They're not the IRS.
So what does that distinction really mean then?
It just reinforces their role. Mm-hmm. Their expertise isn't legal strategy. It's logistical execution. They are the engine that makes sure the strategy can actually happen within that complex region.
It's like hiring a general to plan the battle versus hiring a logistics expert to make sure the ammunition gets to the front line on time.
Perfect analogy. Both are essential, both are highly specialized, and they are totally separate jobs. You pay the lawyer for the strategy, you pay the verified courier to execute the physical part of it flawlessly.
So to wrap this all up, the big takeaway for you, the listener, is just how critical that verified local expertise is. That chamber membership, knowing the HOA rules, these aren't just nice to have.
They're survival tools.
They're absolutely survival tools when you're dealing with the geography and legal complexity of a place like the St. Tammany North Shore.
And that leaves us with, I think, a final thought for you to consider. If something that seems as simple as crossing a bridge or entering a neighborhood requires this much planning, this much verified local knowledge, just to deliver a piece of paper, what does that complexity tell us about all the other hidden layers of local knowledge that are required to succeed in any specialized industry? It really makes you think that, you know, in a world that feels like it's being taken over by generic apps, that local on-the-ground connection, it's still the absolute core of getting things done right.